USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build a future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
NFL coach's lawsuit could soon go into forced arbitration.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and six of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on a discrimination lawsuit. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian on the podcast I Am Athlete is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Best Buy is branching out. The electronics retailer will start selling beauty gadgets, patio furniture, and electric bikes along with phones, computers, and TVs. After benefiting from an early pandemic surge in sales for home offices and kitchen appliances, the company is pushing to continue that growth as it expands into the fitness and furniture categories. Houston furniture store owner Mattress Mack is making another huge sports bet. Jim McInvale plans to wager between $2.5 and $3 million on this weekend's Kentucky Derby favorite. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.